It's 72 degrees in Nashville. Cloudy skies right now. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Faith leaders and several justice organizations delivered a petition for clemency and rallied at the Capitol yesterday. The state is set to execute Tony Carruthers on Thursday. He was convicted in 1996 of killing three people in Shelby County, even though there was no physical evidence tying him to the crime. The American Civil Liberties Union had filed a federal lawsuit on his behalf, asking for renewed DNA testing. Past samples did not match Carruthers. There are samples that were never run, and no samples have been compared to the other suspects in the case. Last week, a federal judge from Middle Tennessee said no. The ACLU has appealed. Tennessee school districts are reevaluating technology's role in the classroom. That says a new law is set to limit the use of screens in elementary schools. One long-time example of a minimal approach to technology is the Lyndon Waldorf School in Nashville. Kids write their papers by hand and spend time gardening, knitting, learning math, and reading skills outdoors. But Stacey Bentley, a teacher at the school for 22 years, says they are not anti-tech.
These kids, they write their own music. They know how to plant food. It's a social education. But if something's just feeding them the information, they're not thinking. And it's great to push a button and learn how to be on the computer. It's far more important to know how it works and put your own input into it.
Advocates for low-tech learning say too much screen time may be linked to a decrease in students' math and reading scores over the last decade. The new legislation takes effect during the school year that starts this fall. Schools will have the flexibility in how they limit the use of electronics. Nashville's rash of pedestrian deaths continues. An unidentified man was hit and killed early Monday morning near the airport. Metro police say the man was naked and acting strange in the intersection of Harding Place and Donaldson Pike when a tractor trailer tried to avoid hitting him. He jumped onto the vehicle before falling off and being hit. It marks the latest of more than a dozen pedestrian fatalities in Nashville so far this year. That's four times the rate compared to May of last year. And that crash, as we mentioned, happened near the airport. Speaking of that area, blasting was underway for a construction project at Nashville International Airport. Officials said that will come with some short traffic delays over the next few weeks. Weather permitting, the blasts are set for 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. each weekday. ENA expects the delays to last just a few minutes and will affect the ramp for departures and arrivals, as well as Donaldson Pike and exits from garages and parking lots. The project will add a new parking garage and rental car facility. If all goes to plan, the blasting will wrap up by mid-June. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.